Hi guys, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am back with our fearless big pharma scientific expert, Michael L. We are going to continue on the path of finding the truth and talking about what we're not hearing out there and what we can do about it. So welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, Mel. Good to be back. Boy, we got a lot. We got
okay,
a lot.
Okay, let's do it.
So today's session, normally I have a whole group of slides and we go into a presentation, but there's so much going on right now that what I thought we'd do is I have a list of things we could talk about.
Okay.
And also there's been this week I've received more emails than ever before.
Right.
I mean, it's just been this flood. As a matter of fact, we were mentioning a minute ago, it's funny because I knew exactly when this thing went online because all of a sudden my email, I get this email, Mike, you're getting lit up. Check your emails. And again,
well,
guys,
last
I
week's
read
show
a lot.
Was a real no. I got tons of emails last week's show. People really appreciated it. You told a lot of info nobody's getting elsewhere, and it also seems that people are going to be held accountable. And I think that's what people really want to see.
Yeah, that's exactly where we're going. So, what I a couple topics real quick at a high level. What we're going to talk about? What's going on with the scientists across the world? There's been a lot of stuff going on. It's so much now that I can't keep up.
Wow.
Which is really good. So there's been a large group of scientists that now have a new platform that they're communicating with. And with that is articles, what's going on, it's what's going on around the world. But you're now reaching international people because I've had people contact me. We had one from Ukraine, we have Singapore, and then I've got a Austria. So it's really good that we're really getting this message out.
Great.
And with that, I want to talk about the ID cards. Then I want to dive into technology. I get a lot of questions about it, but I get a lot of people buying some of the products that are out there right now. And I want to talk about that.
Okay.
That's going to kind of twist some people up a little bit. Then I want to talk about, I want to go into frequency. I want to go back because that's where the solution is about the vaccine in particular. So I thought we would kind of go through there. And then can we just start running with it?
Let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to be reading off of three things at the same time, so bear with me. I'm paying attention here, but guys, so we have this new platform. There's a big group of scientists, and now I'm working with another group of doctors and nurses where we're collecting information. And what that information is autopsies from around the world, a lot of feedback where these doctors are talking about the vaccine. They're talking about what they're finding in them, but more importantly, what's really interesting is some of these autopsies, and I've not gone through a lot of them yet, but what's interesting is what the people post-vaccine, specifically that booster shot, what's going on inside their body? We already knew, and we've talked about it a million times, that it's actually a drop in that immune system, right? And
right.
One of the things that the argument on the other side is, well, no, get your immune system boosted up for it. It doesn't, all right? It doesn't do that. And what's happening is this unidentified stuff in there where we talked about things that are moving. You got these fibers inside there. And when you look at it really, really small, this nanotech. So now what they're doing is they're taking this nanotechnology, but they're encasing it in different types of either metals or these like polymers.
Right.
Okay. So what those nanites are doing, you know, we don't really know. But what's really interesting is we're seeing also things like the liver taking massive damage after these rounds of vaccine. I don't want to raise any red flags. I've not ever gone back and looked at like some of the previous vaccines and what they were seeing. My suspicion there is it's been buried, so you'd never know. But and also, I don't think that's really in our best interest of our use of our time. I think we need to focus on this, see what's out there, but also to focus on the solution.
Right.
And so that's, you guys know how I think there. So these autopsies are also showing that they're hitting the lungs, you know, they're hitting these organs. And so what I think is happening on that end is I think that it's hitting your organs, it's hitting your lymphatic system, it's hitting your ability to create antibodies, but more importantly, I think it's also dropping down your immune system in general.
Right.
And what we talked about, and I get hundreds of emails, Mike, what do we do? Mike, what do we do? And I keep guys going back to what we talked about originally is let's boost our immune system up naturally. right? Don't get vitamin D or your multivitamins. Go outside, get some sunlight. That's your vitamin D. That's your booster, first and foremost.
Right.
Okay, guys. So these types of things. And the other thing is, and I've really been doing this myself too. So I'm almost completely caffeine free. I had I had an energy drink that I drank, guys. It's called C4. And I used to use it when I trained a lot in the gym, and it jammed you up. But there's a lot of bad stuff in this stuff that we're taking. So right. I think also we need to kind of clean up. And what I mean by clean up is the more chemicals we get out of our body and we're not putting in, the stronger our body will be. We'll also be going back to our natural frequencies, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. You guys know I've been doing a lot of work on it. I've toyed with a couple of my own Rife machines on how we can get there. I'm going to talk about that because I get a lot of emails. So I want to talk about I'm going to flip real quick. No, okay. Give me a second here. So there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of scientists on the back end. And there's some comedy here too. I don't know if I talked about this last week. I found this kind of funny. Was Harvard Business School, which mandated everybody had a vaccine.
Right.
And all of a sudden their COVID cases went through the roof. So everybody that's there are completely vaccinated, kind of coming through. And
right.
The funny thing is now they feel like it's exponential in terms of the cases. So just a little humor there, guys. Right. So
crazy.
We saw this Ian Stewart step down as the Public Health Agency of Canada. I don't know if you caught that one, Mel.
Yeah.
So this is consistent, guys, with what we talked about last week, where the heads of these corrupted eight medical agencies that we have trusted for so many forever, right?
Right.
They're starting to come down. And my personal opinion is what I said last week is these guys are starting to step down, guys and gals, is only because they're being forced down. I think that what's happening is there's conversations going on, and there's still a lot of sad things going on in Canada and Australia. And
yeah,
my prayers are out to all of you guys out there. You guys are, and I see a lot of fighters. You guys are at the forefront.
Yeah. But
these agencies now, the heads are starting to step down. And I think what's going to happen in this next wave after we see this drop is we're not going to see new people come in. What I mean by that is once we have a purge, the people that are stepping in now won't be the people that will be there looking out for our best interest yet. I don't think so. I think that there's going to be a purge. And what I was telling you is, in my industry, we're going to have an explosion followed by an implosion, right?
Right.
The explosion is all this information is going to come out.
Right.
And then we're going to have an implosion because all this new science is going to be coming out. And man, it's going to be crazy. But
well, it's like you said a long time ago that there's good guys and bad guys in every industry, including pharma. And while the bad guys, in my opinion, have been involved in this entire pandemic, you said a long time ago, almost a year ago, that there were good guys that were going to be finding the opposite and working on the people that are in it for the right reasons and love science and health and medicine would be working this whole time to find solutions behind the scenes. And that's who's going to survive.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what's interesting, and we had mentioned this, is I've been monitoring all of the activity in the scientific community. I look at first a general platform, and then I look at this private platform. Now, the private platform, everybody's there for this purpose, we're doing today. And I think originally I was 50-50, Mel, when you and I were talking a little bit before today, but I think it's really more like a 60-40 right now in the general community. And I think the 60% is the push with the good scientists now challenging. And I think part of that also is there's, because there's more and more, some of these scientists now feel that they can come forward. I think a lot of these scientists, there's a lot that are still afraid.
Yeah.
You know, I talk about my industry and I talk about, you know, this alternate technology and different things. Those people, the majority of them are petrified.
Right.
Of coming out now. And we talked about that. And part of it
is that have something to also do with that the second that a lot of these people are doing research that's funded, and the second that they go the wrong way, that'll all be pulled, and everything they've been doing, their life's work could be ruined just because they're sounding the alarm.
Yeah, that's one of it. The other part is they're typically threatened with some type of injury to themselves or their family. And wow. When they go after your family, you know, I've seen some great scientists that would stand up, have no problem standing up. But when it comes to their family, they make a decision. And I completely respect that. I'm very careful here on where I go, what information I look at. I try to stay as private as possible so I can support our community and our push. Then there's also, there's a couple of really big pushes of these doctors coming through and they're discussing findings of these autopsies, but there's more and more of these. And I'll send you the article. It's the operational considerations for humanitarian settings. And what that is it's a group of doctors that are now coming in with medical proof, scientific proof, challenging these COVID vaccinations. There's a huge push. You're seeing in these other countries that they're completely opening up, saying no vaccine, and all of a sudden now COVID disappears. So that movement is really starting to happen. And I want to stress to people that we're not through it yet. Okay. So we need to keep pushing. Complacency will lose, will die. Right. Okay. So there has to be this push. And so I spent a lot of time going through these scientific reports. And I will say this also, a thank you to your listeners. When I said I got more emails than I ever did, I must have gotten 1,000 videos, emails coming through, and then these PDFs, Mike, look at this article, Mike, look at this article. A lot of it, I will say this, what's really good too, is a lot of the stuff they're sending me, stuff that I've already gone through. And the reason I say that in a positive note is people are doing their own work.
Right.
And they're sending this stuff.
Well, everyone should. Yep.
So guys, I look at it all. I'm telling you, I look at it all. I spend hours in a day just reading.
Right.
And so there is a push. And I want to talk about, there's a lot of push. There's talking about these fake vaccination passports. Okay.
Right.
And I know that on some other shows, they kind of promote this. I've had some emails come through where they're showing me this video and these different things. Guys, don't go there. All right, guys. We need to be honest. We need to maintain integrity.
Right.
And if we're going to push through and we start falsifying documents, I will say this, my previous company, because I'm moving on, but my previous one now has this, they've been indirectly now putting a vaccine mandate in place. They've done it indirectly and it's a passive, aggressive approach to it. But the bottom line is that's what they're doing. And I know I got a lot of emails from like nurses and doctors saying, what do? We got to take this thing. And then everybody's like, how do we fix this? All right. But so I want to talk about where I think we're going to go on that. So we're going to kind of bleed into topic number two, which is technology update.
Okay.
So bear with me. I'm going to bounce around a lot. Okay. You know how I get my scatterbrain approach, but I want to talk, I get a lot of people saying, Mike, I got these Rife machines. I found this technology and I went out and bought it. I'm really excited about the frequency. Guys, I know people aren't going to like this. Put the brakes on buying anything at this point. All right. The Rife machine in its approach is good. Okay. It goes after, and you're talking about electromagnetic frequencies that it's coming back in. They're trying to do the apoptosis of the cell, which basically means that the cell is disintegrating. Okay. The reason I say, guys, put the hold on is as we come up over this curve, a better understanding of that technology is coming out. You know, everybody talks about the med beds. And now that I've done a lot of my research and I've talked to a lot of scientists that are in this stuff, guys, we're going to see a better understanding of this technology. And when we do, we're going to see a surge of products in the market, a surge. And it's all going to be good stuff. And that's why, guys, also, I think the FDA still is going to serve a purpose. Because within that purpose, what's going to happen is they need to be monitoring and watching what's being put out like normally we do.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to see a surge of this. And so the Rife machine, I know a bunch of people said, Mike, I'm so excited with your frequency talk. I went out and bought a Rife machine and now we're doing it and we have it in the practices. My concern with the Rife machine, and I don't want to challenge the machine because there's a lot of research behind it and it's some great research. But the reason I say this, and this goes back into the COVID vaccine, guys, so we're going to kind of bleed into this. So every person at a cellular level and beyond, actually lower than a cellular level, is made up of pure energy and vibration. So Mel, your vibration and your vibration frequency of your cells are different than mine and different than Robin in the room there.
Right.
So with that, if let's say you, and we know that illnesses typically are at a much lower frequency. Now, we get there with these illnesses for in a series of many things. It's our psychological perspective. There's a lot of research showing that, you know, there's a lot of times there's underlying issues at a psychological level. I'm not going there. I don't want to go there because, man, that, we could do a whole show on that. But we could. But I want to talk about the illness. It doesn't matter what it is. So this illness is at a lower frequency than your natural body frequency. But the typical approach is, well, we'll go in and we'll cut that out. But it's that's not the solution. So here's what the Wright machines and other machines do. They blast the organ, cancer, whatever it is, with a frequency that they're trying to match at a higher frequency, and they want to try to kill or dissolve that cellular tissue at a lower frequency. They blast it with a higher frequency and they're trying to get up. The challenge that I throw out there is, I know I'm gonna get a lot of emails on this, is everybody's natural frequency is different. So by coming at it with a higher frequency, yes, you are going to maybe improve a condition, right? But you're not getting it right to where it needs to be, because the frequency is naturally. The other thing is, some of those researchers, remember I talked about that photon light where they were taking a blueprint. Remember we talked about this where people were old men, were old women were growing teeth because they were doing it. So these cells here have simply forgotten what frequency that they're operating on. Blasting it and killing it isn't the solution.
Right.
Changing it and its memory to be more naturally to what your frequency is where you want to go. And that's where I think that these med beds and this handheld technology, I tried taking it apart and I almost ruined it. But what it does is it's trying to figure out what that frequency is. And the Wright machine is doing something very similar, but you need to match it to your frequency. That's why I'm saying, guys, hold off, because we're going to get a better understanding, but also we're going to get a better technology and understanding what the individual frequency is at a cellular level for an individual.
So you're saying it's kind of at an early phase of creation of this new technology and everything, where it'll keep getting tweaked. It's kind of like when you started getting like the first iPhone, and then by the fifth iteration, then it's a smartphone. But in the beginning, it was kind of, and then
it was a dumb phone,
right? it's ongoing. Yeah. The evolution of this technology is ongoing. So what you're getting now probably won't be, you know, the end game is far away from now, and it's evolving through time. So what you're getting now might be inferior to what's to come in the future. So, you know,
and the
wait.
Information though, Mel, also the other limitation there is our limitation with regards to our science at this level. So we don't have this advanced technology to figure out some of these missing pieces. So Rife and the people behind there, I have a lot of respect for them. So please don't misunderstand, guys, what I'm challenging here.
No, I get it in terms of that it's evolving. And
trial and
a lot
error.
Of that technology is out there, but is being withheld. And as they get closer, but the real technology that is still being withheld is still far advanced. These people are trying to create it in real time, but there is so much more out there, like you talk about all the time, that has not been unlocked yet or is just getting unlocked now.
Yeah, and that's going to help us. And that and that's what I'm saying. And so a good analogy would be last week also, and I got a lot of emails on this too, was the technology from anti-gravity.
Right.
Okay, so the Navy just released another patent saying, hey, we have this new anti-gravity understanding. And so now we'll be able to create, and now get this, they're calling them, now they're saying flying saucers, right? So then it's like, oh, now we have this technology. Excuse the question, that's a bunch of bull. You've had that technology.
Right.
You're now about to be exposed. So you're like, oh my God, what do we do? But what's interesting, if you kind of compare the two, Mel, is they're pushing harder to hide the medical stuff compared to this anti-gravity technology. This stuff has been buried and they bury it hard. So this stuff on the other side, and I only do the anti-gravity because it kind of gives us a good analogy, but also I'm intrigued because I know some of the stuff that's going to be coming out and I'm really excited, right? But so I kind of keep everybody updated on that, but the medical thing is really where I want to find solutions. So what do we do? Guys, I built my own Rife machine. It's easy to do. And I can actually break it down. Mel, you want to kind of break it down for everybody? So because I get a lot of emails.
Sure.
You want to do it?
Whatever you want to do. You lead the way. I like to follow you.
All right. So let me do this one. I didn't want to do this because I wanted to avoid slides today, but I want to share just one. Okay. Just a picture of what I got, guys, to help put it in perspective. Okay. So let's talk frequency for a minute. Wait, you got to give me sharing ability.
Oh.
Got my handcuffs on.
No. Go ahead.
All right. We good?
Yeah.
All right. Where am I? I'm trying to make sure I go to the right one, guys. So bear with me here for a second. Let me do this. No. What the heck is going on? Hold on a minute. Let me do this again. Okay, guys. Bear with me. All right. Ready, Mel?
Ready.
I don't know why I'm not working today.
Could be anything.
All right, this is going to be a brief, guys. I want to show you something really quick. So this was my prototype.
Oh, wow.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to kind of go through this. Guys, with this, and you can see everything, right, Mel?
Yeah.
So I'm only going to show two pictures here. This was my prototype. So here's how this works at a frequency level. Remember we talked about the two tuning forks?
Yeah.
Where you hit one on one end of the room. And by the way, guys, go out and buy two tuning forks that are the same and do this. It's really cool. So you go on one end of the room and you just hit this at a consistent basis. And what will happen is at the other end, the other tuning fork will start to vibrate even though you never touched it because there's a synergy going on, right? Of resonance. So the Rife machine, what they do is they want you to hold and they're pushing that frequency. So you're on a pad or you're handling something, right? So I've been toying around with this. And so I had multiple revisions of this prototype. So, and I kind of broke this down. So what you see is speakers, and then I break the speakers down. And so long-term, what I plan on doing, so I'm also building this for somebody in particular.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is these speakers are broken down to just the regular speaker, what it looks like. I'm taking away the casing. I'm actually putting this on a table and it'll be under the table. Okay, so I created that resonance on the body itself. But you also have to have speakers to create it from a sound perspective. So really what you're doing is you're amplifying that frequency that you want.
Wow.
Okay, so with that, this you don't need. This is a frequency generator. It also monitors. The reason I did that, guys, is I wanted to make sure that the sound, if I was doing an electronic version, I wanted to make sure that the sound was I was getting that true frequency that I was trying to work with. Okay. So then what I did is I got an amp. Now, this is the one thing that you do want to get. And the reason I want to stress that is you want an amp that's going to generate a lot of frequency. So you can go up to 500,000, a million. The better amp that you have in this case, guys, the better. Because you want these speakers. And when you also see, these are my prototype handhelds. And I've modified that a couple of times now at this point.
Right.
Because in order to get that vibration that you want, and from that perspective, you got to boost that signal.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I did. And this, by the way, was monitoring that. You don't need this. So don't go out and buy it. It's only a few hundred spots. If you want to get one for fun, it's kind of cool. It's, you know, $300-$400 for a decent one, but I don't recommend it. Here's my old phone. I just got a new one. And I did this because I had frequencies on there. And I will tell you something interesting there. Previous to this, I actually had a recording device, a high-end recording device. And what I did is I went out and on my other computer, I downloaded frequencies. So there's actually a bunch of websites that you can go to that'll give you pure frequency, exactly what you want to do. So what's really kind of freaky was, so I recorded those and I left the room and I turned it on at night because I knew it would be quiet because this thing picks up anything. this little device I have.
Right.
You don't need it, okay? But I got voices on that thing.
Wow.
And so I replayed it, and I was trying the frequency, and I was listening to it, and about an hour into this thing, I hear Michael.
What?
It was a female voice, and it was like Michael, like somebody was trying to get my attention. So, man, I stopped doing that. I don't want to go
like,
there, guys.
It sounds like there. That ham radio movie.
Don't go there, guys. All right, I'm just don't want to do it. So what I did is I reverted back, and I have preset frequencies on my phone. So what you see here is copper. I messed around with different types of metals,
right?
Okay? And because I wanted to see what was done, and then the other thing was is I also because crystal and quartz are maintain different vibrations and they okay. resonate really good. So I've been toying with that too. I'm not sure if I'm going to put that on there. So the basic design on the back end, guys, is so you want to set up your wiring onto that speaker in a normal way. You know how you normally do a speaker,
yeah.
Mel?
Yeah.
That's how you do this. So I know that guys, it's a simple approach, but it doesn't have to just be held is my point. You're amplifying it. So what I ended up doing on those handhelds, by the way, also is I got small speakers.
Right.
I spliced them and put it onto that amp. So when you hold it, holy cow, man, your hands are like, it's set at amazing. But the most important thing also, and this goes back to the, because this goes into the vaccine is how do you beat something we don't really truly know or understand? We know that there's a lot in there that's advanced. These nanotites now have these nanosites now have these coatings on them that we don't know what they are. But frequency beats anything, right?
Unbelievable.
God gave us this frequency. Why do you think they've been holding it and killing it for so long? You look in the pyramids, they told us this.
Right.
100,000 years ago, they were trying to give us this information. So my point is, I keep a frequency generator at each level of my house. So it's always playing at the natural God frequency in the world frequency. Right. So by doing that, guys, what I'm trying to do is change that resonance and match that. But more importantly, also anything that's not at a desirable vibration rate,
right.
I'm eliminating it. So I think moving forward, that's going to be a big piece of beating this vaccine, guys. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm going to get a lot of, and I got a lot of scientists that challenged me originally. We've had some debates going back and forth on this. I think that's one part.
Yeah. Also, what people have to understand from my own experience when I was in Hollywood and dealing with editors and people that invent this stuff is that a lot of music and from the very beginning, but now as well, a lot of it's computer generated, but it is, they do use frequency mainly to control people through music and film and TV and the advanced sound that now comes out of our TVs, but also at the theater and everywhere else, even at concerts, they do use the, what you're talking about, the frequency to literally brainwash people. It's very well documented. Even with these people that have been through MK Ultra and all the mind control stuff, they use frequency. And it was like you're saying, the negative frequency, the deadening frequency.
The low frequencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really very common, unfortunately. People need to know that. And also in these video games that our kids play, they manipulate frequency of sound in those games as well. And it's a mind control mechanism. So why wouldn't it work for positive as well, like you're saying? You know, these scientists, they're using it for the CIA and mind control and all of this, but good guys use it for healing. And it only makes sense. And it's all provable. This is all, you know, if you research it, you'll find that is true.
Yeah. And you're spot on. But also it's also from a chemical perspective that this battle goes on. So they've lowered the frequency of the music to a less desirable, less godly frequency. They're hammering us with all of these chemicals. And, you know, one thing that comes through all the time with me is, guys, avoid white sugar, avoid any type of bread, period. Because there's so much chemical alterations in those that it was designed specifically to keep that frequency down. So You know, these are the things that we can do first and foremost before we get this new technology and this new ones out. So guys, and I know your listeners, they're already smart because they're listening to you.
I was going to ask you about that. That's interesting you brought that up because you'll actually be the one person that might actually understand this. So there's been a lot of talk, you know, the fact checkers make fun of it, but there's been a lot of talk and we've seen them manipulating seeds and the GMOs and all this for quite some time, including Bill Gates, who's a eugenicist at the end of the day and transhumanist. But I've been seeing a lot of stuff about some of the same stuff that they are putting in these vaccines that they're putting into the food supply. Yeah, is that possible? Is that true? Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, I know it's true. It back about 2 months ago, I did a show with you and I talked about the alterations of the stuff that they're putting in our water system.
Exactly.
Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
And what it's Chicago, ironically, because you and I were just talking about Chicago, ironically was they are dumping a bunch of stuff in. So absolutely. My first statement to you on that is absolutely.
Right.
And let me expand on that a little bit. So we know that wheat has been genetically been modified. Right. And it's been a process. So they started with the good, pure wheat. And over the last several decades, they keep genetically modifying. And one of the things they say is, oh, because it resists insects and it resists weather and all this other stuff. But that's not it.
Right.
All right. We've talked about this, guys. And I could do with you, Mel, I could do a whole show on this.
Right.
I could break this stuff down. And without a doubt, the modification of things that we consider very basic, but think about this. Let's take this to a grand scale. And I know I love this, how we jump off topic. Let's take this to a grand scale for a minute. All right. So if you're modifying wheat and you're modifying grain at the very low level, you're giving this to your cows. You're giving this to everybody, right? You even take certain types of granules on in these fish farms and they're throwing it in to feed them. So now you've taken genetically modified material. You put it into first round of what we eat.
Right.
Right. And so now that also over time starts to go through.
Right.
And after that round, who's next?
Us.
It's us. And we know that these types of things work. I'll tell you an interesting study that I did when I was in college was, you know, and to guys, to kind of put this in perspective, there was a particular lake that was outside of a city where all of a sudden there was only females in the lake, female fish.
Weird.
Right? And so everybody goes, well, what the hell's going on? Well, here's what's interesting about this. What happened was, is the birth control pill that people were taking. So the women were taking this birth control pill. And what was happening is, so whatever wasn't being utilized or absorbed by the body, which is a whole other subject, goes back in, goes into the water system. Where does it end up?
Right.
And so what was happening is slowly over time, these fish were starting to become modified. Now that's a simple scale of what you're talking about this food modification. If you want to modify food and poison people, you start at the core level.
Right.
You go back to the wheat, you go back to the sugar, you go back to all of these things with this genetic modification. And guys, we've done shows to show that genetic modification, what we see versus what reality is off the chart. So Mel, absolutely. And I know I'm talking a lot about
No, that's okay, because I talk quite a bit about, or I have in the past, about the fake meat push from Gates and Soros and the Wuhan lab, impossible foods, beyond meat. They're not healthier. They're totally genetically modified. And then we're finding out the estrogen levels are sky high in this stuff, but also I still haven't heard any explanation of why Planned Parenthood works with impossible foods and on a grand scale. And now we're at a place, and you know, I did that before COVID. I was doing that hydroponic feed for cattle and horses and stuff. And what I learned through that was that an average cow that eats, you know, grazes on our regular farms, it takes them 3 days to get rid of the toxins in the soil and the rain and all that. And by the time it gets to us, it's not even healthy. And then now this push for no cows because of methane, and that's because of the modification. It's just insane, because if they're not getting to us one way, they're getting to us another.
Yeah. And this was, some are direct and some are indirect. So some of it's ignorance, right? Like, people that want to grow crops faster because of money and because of the pressure, they use fertilizers, specific fertilizers that you're dumping into that. Well, you know, that part of that process is just very unnatural. And originally I thought, you know, back in the day when I was young and stupid, I thought, oh, come on, guys, really? Right. But now, as I see this, for example, every Saturday, I go down to there's a farmer's market down in the little town that I'm in, and just not only to support them, but I'm getting foods from directly from the farmer. And I have conversations with these people. You know me, I love talking, right? And that's why my wife's like, oh my God, listen, we didn't talk to this guy for like 6 hours. Can we go home? But I'll talk to him about, hey, listen, are you using fertilizers on this? You know, what are you doing on this stuff? And it's great to hear that a lot of these farmers are like, listen, man, I avoid it as much as I can, because guys, that's a big piece of this, is this chemtrails, all this stuff that we talked about, this is a reality. So what we need to do is get away from that. We got to pull back and try to get back to as natural as we can, as we can, because if they're hitting us at that level, we're in trouble.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I had on a great guy, Bobby Payton. He's actually running for Senate in Illinois, and you're from Illinois. He was talking about the, which I talk about because of my 10 state tour I took the last 6 weeks, is the amount of abandoned farmland in America is tragic. It's totally tragic. And also there's a whole issue with corn, that they're harvesting it, but it's not going into the food supply. And all this stuff is going on. So what you're talking about the farmers and everything, people really need to start looking back into that industry and regrowing it from the local level out, because that can help save us too in this, because each farmer can make the ethical choice that they choose and help, you know, humanity get our health back. Because it's been hijacked. You and I have talked about how much farmland the CCP and Bill Gates own in America. And it's being either modified or unused.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember this back in, because I think I'm a little older than you. If you go look back in the day where they had these small towns that were built on farms where they were self-sustaining. You remember hearing about that? But what was interesting is originally, oh my God, a bunch of fruitcakes out there out in the middle of nowhere, right? That's the way we looked at them. You know, the same way we looked at the American Indian. And we thought, oh my God, a bunch of coops. And all of a sudden now everybody's like, oh, hey, what do you have to say?
Right.
The elders, everybody wants to listen to them. But
True.
I think that that's part of where we're going to end up going. I think
We
get over this push, I think that that's really what you're going to get. In my part, I try to support the local community. And when I move, I'm going to be doing the same thing. I want to support that local community. But more importantly, at that ground level, what we need to be doing is have that push up like we were doing. We talked about, hey guys, get into your schools. I got a lot of mama bears email me saying, hey, listen, man, I'm in there. I'm doing it. So God bless all of you. There's a ton of you. So,
And they're being threatened, just like the scientists and the doctors. Now the parents are being threatened by this communist regime. But yeah, no, I mean, that's what you got to do. And it's certainly, there's so much farmland that we should be seizing from the CCP and Bill Gates and going back and starting from scratch. If they could do it in, you know, the 1600s, we certainly can do it now if we go back to the original natural way of doing everything that was far better than what we're dealing with now.
Yeah. And we're not getting, the other thing is we're not going away from technology. See, technology, if used correctly, is great for a society. And it's a really important thing, because it's not integrating us into technology. It's us utilizing technology to help us, you know. One of the analogies when you looked at farm studies, it was, as technology grew with the harvesting machinery and different things, a smaller plot of farmer's land, bear with me on this. A smaller plot of land, because of the harvesting technology, can feed many, many more people. Right. So 1,000-acre farm could literally feed an entire state with the productivity and how this is doing. And so the technology has its advantages. But at one point though, there's still a certain level, and this is something you always push, is there still has to be oversight. You're not dumping chemicals on it, guys. We're trying to keep it natural. So there has to be an understanding of how that's being. And what I do like, and one thing that I'm gonna give the FDA a thumbs up on, one thing that they do really well is organic material.
Right. Yeah.
They do this well. And what I mean by that is they're stringent on what those requirements are. I mean, something, and some people think this is silly, is your neighbor, a neighboring farm can't use chemicals at all, because if the water runs into that, so you can't be organic. And there's umpteen lawsuits on that. But my point is, utilize technology, but also oversight to make sure that we're not doing what we've done before to poison us and put these chemicals in.
Right.
And this is no longer tutti frutti stuff, guys. This is reality.
Right. Well, that's what you always talk about, is it can be used for good or it can be used for bad. And unfortunately, a lot of it's been used for bad by bad people, but there's so many more good people out there that, if had the access to it, would use it for good. I mean, that's just like the what I was talking about with my hydroponic feed farm for animals was one thing was it was organic, but they're insanely thorough. Yeah. On checking out to get your organic license from the government is no joke. Like, that is one area where the FDA and the USDA take it very seriously, but that's good. That's them using that for good. And, you know, there's always corruption, but in that realm, what I found was, you know, that really is something that, that department, maybe it's that department is run in a different way, but it is, you know, people need to know that, because everything that you're buying organic at the supermarket might not necessarily be organic. They just, you know, but it is a crime, and they do prosecute people that claim to be organic and are not, and it's a big deal to them. So that's a sense of where, you know, the bureaucracy, at least in that realm, does work.
The FDA has, by the way, here's an interesting note. The FDA has 100% conviction rate. If they come after you, you're done. Period. Wow. 100% conviction rate. They don't lose, because when they're coming in and they find stuff, you're done. And you know, guys, organic is a little bit more expensive, and I have a lot of people say I can't afford it, right? And I get that. Try to do what you can. It's all about balance, guys. If you can't
even grow stuff in your house, that's the other thing that people can do. These organic home. I was just with my friend Kathy at her house in Alabama. They have a whole like system set up, like what I was doing in containers. In their back room and near their, like, where a garage is, with the lights and the water, and they're growing squash and tomatoes and lettuce right in their home with, you know, basically a lighting system that's not that expensive and you can build. And then also with a water filtration system. So it's as, you know, good as it gets. It's all, there's ways to do all of this to make everything healthier. Just, you know, and the one thing that you're saying right now that I have to say is, it does appear that the CDC, I think, is a completely corrupt, you know, tool of the globalists. But the FDA is an interesting situation, because it does. And I'm glad that you put out there that people are being held accountable in both the CDC and FDA. But the FDA is something that, when I look at the big picture, should and can be restructured and weeded out the corruption and function. Exactly, you know, well, I do hope that they start opening up their a little more to natural and organic healthcare, which they've blocked or they don't even take a look at. But yeah, like you've always said, but the FDA seems to me to be, you know, a nice, that it doesn't have to be abolished, where I think some of these other ones are so corrupt and so hijacked by foreign countries and entities and Gates in them. But you know, we can't go broad based. You can't trust any of these people, because it's not true and it's really not fair. And you've said that the whole time.
Yeah. You know, interesting. I want to talk about, can I add to that FDA comment?
Well, yeah.
Real quickly. A couple things very interesting on that you mentioned. A lot of the technology and science doesn't get to the FDA. It's abolished before it ever gets there.
Oh, wow.
A lot of this technology that you're seeing at the educational, with the major universities and in the scientific community, it doesn't get to the FDA, guys. Okay, first and foremost. But the other thing was, the CDC bypassed the FDA for this whole garbage.
I know.
Okay, so that's why you saw, remember I talked about originally, as soon as this stuff hit, the heads of the FDA stepped down and go, F you, man.
Yeah, you told me.
Can I say that? Because they said, I'm out, because you just bypassed our ability for oversight onto this thing. So that was it.
You said that a year ago.
Yeah. You know what? They bypassed them and it wasn't right. And then this technology that's not getting to the FDA. It never does. There's very seldom when you look into, especially guys, especially medical device. I want to take the drug out of it. Let's talk about medical device, because a lot of people, by the way, what's interesting. I've got a lot of people saying, "Hey, I've got a business idea. I want to run it by you. You know, can we partner up, guys?" I got a bunch of these, so I could do a whole show on this process. Okay, this is the one thing. I mean, this company that I'm going to now, they hired me because I do this.
Right.
There's a whole process to get up to the FDA. Before you even get to the FDA, there's a set of things that you got to do before you come in. Right. Most medical devices don't get to that far. And what happens with a lot of them is they're squashed down here. Once the concept or patents have been filed, they disappear or something happens. But I've seen some amazing technology. I saw one, it was really interesting. I have to be careful here. It was a spinal cord replacement. So think about this. If this was somebody, this was, and this thing was amazing. So here's what, think about the spinal cord. So you got all these vertebrae sitting on top of each other. Your entire neural network, your whole electrical system, that's like the major fuse box, guys, of your house, runs through this thing. So, and you got nerves coming out of them, out of this little piece. Can you see that? I was down one part. Now, to replace this would be almost impossible. You can't take this out because it would be like cutting all the wires to the electrical units of your house. This unit would come in and it would be a complete replacement on from a surgical perspective without having any neurological damage. This was almost 18 years ago.
Wow.
This company had this, they filed it, they filed the patent, they had this amazing technology, they grew this spinal cord replacement. And I kind of suspect, by the way, and looking at some of the data, I kind of suspect that it was genetically through these, and there's been a lot of talk about these organ 3D printers. I kind of suspect that that's where this was coming from, because what was interesting is you can't just do a spinal replacement without some type of autoimmune response. Your body would recognize that as, and if I'm going a little too off.
No, I get it. Yeah.
So, it'd be almost impossible to create that type of replacement, because you'd have to be put on rejection medicine. Many cancer patients, when they come in and do like a liver replacement or different things, the rest of their lives, they're on anti-rejection medicine.
Wow.
For the rest of their lives, but they live. So it's a choice of one or the other. So, but what that does is that suppresses the body's immune response, because it sees this and goes, "Whoa, this ain't me, man. Let's kill it." So, but in these patients, these subjects, there was no immune response and there was no medication. So that was really interesting, but it never got to the approval process within the FDA. And I just use that as an example because Mel, the FDA is stringent on the review process. And we know that there's been a lot of bad things going on, but a lot of this technology never gets there.
Right.
It never makes it there. And so, and I know I talk a lot about this because I've seen a lot of this cool stuff coming through. That's why I think that the FDA, when it's revamped, still serves a great purpose. My opinion, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, ban the CDC completely.
I agree.
Get out of the picture, because you know what?
They're totally corrupt. It doesn't matter. What they've shown us the last year and a half, now they're coming out and saying that gun violence is a disease. No, it's that we have no cops and no bail and no consequences, especially in the inner city. That's the, but no, the CDC is completely corrupt and out of control. I find them very dangerous. And the woman running it really should be held accountable along with Dr. Fauci. But, you know, as long as they're there, they're there. But you and I both know all their money comes from Big Pharma, Gates Foundation, and other Rockefeller. So, but that's the process ahead, is to weed out the corruption and the evil and rebuild from good. But again, we talked about before we came on that a lot of doctors and scientists are now being brave and coming out and talking about these autopsies they're doing and talking about what they're finding and saying, you know, fine, if the American Medical Association wants to take my license because I feel consciously and in terms of my, you know, conscience that it's the right thing to do and uphold my oath to do no harm means to go against the American Medical Association, then that's what I'm going to do and I'll deal with the consequences. Plus, I don't know what you think of this, but there's a tremendous amount of doctors and healthcare professionals refusing the jab. And the problem here is nobody in the mainstream media, at least, is saying why. I haven't heard one person question why the medical professionals, doctors, nurses, you know, now we have pilots, transportation people, military. Nobody's asking the question of why aren't people taking it?
Yeah, you, but a lot of this is what we've been talking about for 6 months.
Right.
You know, is there's been a lot of conversations about, you know, originally, and we were talking about this a little bit offline, and I want to be careful how I say this, but some doctors are lazy.
Right.
And what I mean by that is their education after they get their degree and they're taking care of their patients, they're so focused on their patients. A lot of their industry knowledge moving forward, it comes from the pharma industry. They're feeding them the technology. Hey, there's a new drug study out for this particular cancer subject. This is ideal for you. This is what it is. But it's the marketing material that they're being provided by the pharmaceutical industry. But there is a group, and all doctors, whether they believe it or not, or whether it's true or not, want the best for their patients, period. That's why that's why they do, and that's why they have their oath. And nurses too. Okay, nurses you too.
Even more,
I know. You take a lot of abuse from the doctors, okay? So I see it all the time when I'm in the hospitals, God bless you. But a lot of these people are seeing this at the ground level, boots on the ground, seeing exactly what's happening here. They're seeing pre-post vaccination,
right,
the booster, and all these different things. And unless you can prove to them that it's completely safe for themselves and their subjects or family, they're not gonna take that bite. And that's what you're seeing. And when I said at the beginning, when I'm seeing all of this activity on this platform about all this communication, man, Mel, there's so much going on and so many conversations and debates on the back end about this. So you are absolutely right. But keep in mind, none of it would come out because the mainstream media and all normal networks, I mean, we have a hidden network and it's the only way we can communicate.
I know.
Right?
So
you won't see anything. But I'm telling you, there is a huge push, guys. And if you really want to kind of know what's going on, you know, we talk about getting off Google. DuckDuckGoose. That was the game. Look at what's going on internationally.
Right.
Don't look here. Go out into Sweden. Go to Italy.
Right.
Okay. Go to these other countries, because if you want to see what's really going on, that's what's going on.
Right. And they have a different licensing situation and different ways that they do things. And, I'm seeing, we both always talk about going to the foreign papers, the foreign research and all of that. You know, there is an effort all over the world by doctors and groups of doctors, groups of scientists. Unfortunately, in America, people are far more scared of this regime and this CDC and Fauci and all these people. But in foreign countries, it seems like there's a lot more skepticism, a lot more pushback, and a lot more people talking about therapeutics, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine openly and honestly. Unlike here, we talked about, and we'll wrap it up in a few minutes, but we talked about that there was an interview yesterday, Joe Rogan, I guess Sanjay Gupta thought he was smarter than Rogan, and it's not even a close shot, but he had him on. And he asked him right to his face why CNN lied about him using ivermectin, why they lied about ivermectin. Don't they feel bad about lying to people about things that could save their lives? And he put him on the spot. And I'm glad, because Gupta has misled people. I believe the biggest crimes against humanity on a large scale has been the media, especially CNN, New York Times, you know, MSNBC, these people. But, you know, like you're saying, they can come and find us and get real information from you. But we got to start calling them out, because, listen, you were talking about therapeutics like Trump was 2 years ago. And still to this day, those networks don't refuse to mention it and then lie. It's amazing.
Yeah, that lying is a big thing. So one second. I'm sorry. Sorry, they're lighting me up, but I want to stress something here, because I know we're closing up, and actually, you know what, the diversion was really great, because we talked about some things that really needed to be talked about, so I'm really excited about that. But I want to stress to everybody, listen to the things that we're talking about right now. I don't think that there's going to be a shot that's going to be the answer for a vaccine, guys. So we need to be prepared for that. We need to be looking at what solutions that we have here. And what I'm trying to say, and what's really good about today, is we really talked hard about there's a lot of work going on in the background that you just don't see.
Right.
And I will also say that there's also a lot of discussions. I'm on a new team, and this new team is looking at some of this new medical technology and how we can bring this to the public.
Right.
I'm only coming on as a guide to get it through that process, because I think we're still going to need the process. Right. But I can tell you guys, it's not going to, but the stuff's not coming out in a week or 2 weeks. This is, you guys, we have to prepare for the long haul, but we need to continue to push and fight. Do not get complacent.
Right.
Because if we get complacent now, say, oh, we're in really good shape, we're going to lose this battle. Although we're over the hill, and I really believe that we're really coming down on a sled of ice right now really fast,
mm-hmm.
we still need to keep pushing. Guys, keep doing your homework. Mel, I hope you agree with this, because I think that's where we need to go. I'm here to kind of look through all the craziness and try to put some sense into it.
Right.
I'll keep doing it. Guys, I'll still be here.
Also, you know, what you're doing too is you're saying that there is forward motion behind the scenes in both
Absolutely.
In both aspects. People yeah. are being found out and removed, and good people are, stepping up. And you said there is a network of scientists and doctors and people that are getting together and sharing positive information for healing and all that. And another thing that we talked about, and we didn't know we were going to go there, is food, you know, and realizing that this whole thing also includes our food supply, our water supply. It's all connected, and it's all about making good choices for you and your family during this time of getting to the advancements in technology that you talk about a lot.
Yeah. And by the way, also real quick on that, because I know we're wrapping up, but bottled water is not good for you. Okay, guys, try to go natural water. I know I'm a little excessive. I boil my water to try to get out as much as I can.
Right.
And I do tap water, but I don't drink any bottled water unless I absolutely have to. As a matter of fact, if I'm traveling or I go out, I empty that bottle and I put regular water in there. So
yeah.
Just think about that too, guys.
Well, I met some guys that are using hydrogen just on the tabletop to and other things to purify their water. And I've been hearing a lot about the bottled water situation. You know, these are all things you can do. They're small changes that don't cost you anything really. And can really improve your odds going forward with all that we are fighting against.
Yeah, yeah.
Small changes can make a big difference.
Yes, and so guys, I've got a couple things that I am working on the background. One of them is I've really been digging into a lot of this new, or not new, but electricity. I've been going around and I'm seeing these electrical power plants with no connections, with high voltage electricity. And so also with regards to structures, remember we talked about structures, Mel?
Yeah.
So probably next week I have something. If you want me to present on that a little bit, I've actually been going out and finding these towers.
Wow.
And they say do not trespass or anything, but the electrical frequency that's coming off these things is earth shattering.
Yeah.
This electricity is
available. You think that's the evolution of the Tesla technology that's been held down, or we're not there yet?
I think it was even before Tesla, to be honest with you, because
right.
if you look at
you've proven that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think some of the old churches and old structures that we're seeing, I think that those are some form of, and it's been modified, but electrical generating buildings. Yeah. And so we're going to kind of go into that a little bit more.
Great.
And then I want to go into frequency a little bit more. I want to go into photon light and talk about medicine. I'm going to dig into those two subjects, guys, next week.
Great.
Any questions that you have, keep shooting them. I'll answer you as best as I can. So love you, Mel.
Thank you so much, Michael. Love you. And thank you for everything you're doing.
Right.
People are really enjoying our shows. And like you said, we're getting feedback worldwide, and that's a great thing. And good luck. You have a whole new adventure ahead. And God is being good to you, because you're being good to us. So thank you so much. And I will see you next week.
All right. See you next week.
Bye-bye.